Would you please join me for our reading of Scripture? Today's reading comes from various scriptures found in the Bible. Please follow along with the scriptures on the screen. Hear the word of the Lord. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You know, just a few short days, another year is about to be over. But as we prepare to enter into a new year, it is always fitting to take time in order to first reflect and remember on the past year. Because we all experience different things in 2024. Some great things that we can celebrate, and some not so great things like unmet expectations and even loss. Some goals that we were able to accomplish and other places where we fell short. But when we take time to look back and evaluate what we experienced, we are better able to see how such experiences shaped and affected us. In our go, go, go culture, where we don't often, if ever, pause and rest, it is more important than ever to take time to be silent and to evaluate where we have come from and where we are going. It is evaluating our victories so that we can learn to be content and humble in the wins, as well as looking at and learning from our mistakes so that we don't repeat them in the future. And it is in looking back that we are reminded that God was there all along during our mountaintops and even during our valleys. As a former high school mathematics teacher, one of the disciplines that I had my students practice was taking time to evaluate exams and homework that had been corrected and given back to them. Most students will look at their grade, and if they got the grade that they wanted, then they are happy and don't really bother to evaluate and see the mistakes they may have made, even if they earned a good grade. For students who didn't do as well as they wanted, or who failed the assignment or exam, many times they would be embarrassed or angry with their performance. Instead of evaluating and learning from their mistakes, oftentimes they would rip up their exam and throw it in the trash and sulk and blame others for their performance. And that is just in the classroom. But unfortunately, for the students who didn't take the time to evaluate their victories and even their failures, I have seen that they can end up carrying that same posture and attitude over to their life circumstances. But on the flip side, for those students who may not have done as well as they had hoped, when they had the humility to evaluate, to stay after school, to ask questions, and put in the additional work, not only did their grades eventually improve, but them going through that hard process built their character as well, which is even more important than getting a certain grade. See, anyone can go through a year, but it is only a few that evaluate their year. And it is not just evaluating your year, but it is evaluating your year and even your relationship with God this past year. And this is where, and this is why, here at Community City Church, we have this practice of doing this at the end of each year so that we can look back, evaluate, and learn as we head into the new year with God. And God would frequently have the Israelites look back and remember what he had done to deliver them and to help them time and time again. He had them look back so they could remember how he provided and how he guided, but to also look back to the times when they abandoned God, rebelled against him, and ended up in places where they needed God's help again. This looking back and remembering was so that the Israelites wouldn't forget God and be tempted to do life on their own without him. And in remembering, it would ignite the faith of the Israelites, causing them to seek repentance as they sought to depend on God even more for their future. Because we all have the tendency to forget God, to run ahead of God, and to rely on ourselves, which is why God said to remember him. And so, I would like us to do that in today's service. This will be a time of reflection and dreaming as you remember him in all that you do and in all that you will go through in the upcoming year. Scripture says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. In the midst of his circumstances, the psalmist decides to remember God's great works and his wonders in his life. In fact, it says that he will meditate on those works and celebrate what God is doing in his life as it strengthens his faith. And so the first thing we are going to do is to look back and reflect on this past year. Looking back on this 2024 year, I would like you to reflect on what were some of the wins for the year. Wins are things that brought you joy, things that you were able to celebrate. Wins are accomplishments or things that happened that gave you hope. It is a breakthrough in a circumstance or a relationship. How did you see God in the wins, and what was God doing in you and through you? So on your sheet, go ahead and take this time to list out those wins so you can remember what God has been doing in your life. And if you can't remember off the top of your head, then I invite you to look through your calendar or your photos on your phone in order to jog some memories. For me personally, some of my wins for the year was just seeing people from all walks of life just coming together in one spiritual community to do life together with Jesus. Or it's even learning how to smile and laugh more and just be present in the moment. It's also just earning trust with my neighbors, which has allowed me to speak into their lives about God. And even with the busyness with work, it is still having time to consistently do fun things that I just enjoy, like watching movies, cooking, exercising. So those were some of my wins. But I want you to list down as many wins as you can remember from the past year. So take the next 2 minutes and go ahead and write those things down. Next, the psalmist also says, I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. The psalmist grieves and cries over things that didn't turn out the way that he expected, the losses or the brokenness that he experienced. He tells God about the things that made him sad. And we all have those from this past year, don't we? So I would like you to list down and reflect on, what were some of the losses from the year? What were some of the things that happened that were not good, that hurt you or even hurt those around you? It could be loss of people or loss of relationships, loss of opportunities, loss of resources or loss of health. What were some expectations or hopes that you had that were never realized? What have you been grieving about this past year? For me, a loss was seeing friends choosing to walk away from community to do their own thing, or seeing people choose their sin over God. Seeing what's happening in the world with the wars and with people being oppressed and taken advantage of, the corruption. And so now go ahead and take time to reflect and write down your losses from 2024. What did you cry aloud to God about? So go ahead and list those. Next, as you look back on the year, it is taking a look and listing down the different ways where you fell short of what God would have wanted. In a different psalm, we read the psalmist say, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. We all need God's mercy and forgiveness because we daily sin and fall short of what God would have wanted for our lives. This is where you reflect on the decisions you made this past year that did not honor God, or where you said things or did things that hurt people or even yourself that you weren't proud of. I would like you to take time to reflect on those times where you realized your shortcomings and sin. Especially look at your relationships and how have your relationships been strained because of what you have done or even not done, said or even not said. When were times when you knew the right thing to do and you didn't do anything about it? Or you saw a need and didn't do anything about it? What unforgiveness are you still holding on to when it comes to God and others? What idols or addictions did you allow to take priority over your relationship with God? And by acknowledging these times, it reminds us of how sinful we are and our need to confess and receive forgiveness from Jesus. For me, some of the ways that I have fallen short this year is by spending time worrying about something rather than just going to God about it first. Or maybe I wanted and needed to say something, but I didn't because I wanted to please people, which just made the situation worse in the end. So I would like you to take some time and to reflect on where you have fallen short over this past year and write those things down. Now that we have looked back and written these things down, I would like for us to pray and talk with God about all that you have listed down. You can start by taking time to give thanks to God for those wins. Scripture says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." God is giving us the invitation that in every situation we face, to continually give thanks to God. You will notice that the scripture says in all circumstances, give thanks. This doesn't mean to give thanks for the stinky circumstance. But in that stinky circumstance, we can still give thanks and remember that God is with us and that he's doing something with that circumstance and using it for our good as a result of our love for him. And so for me, my prayer looks like this. Hey, God, thank you that you are allowing me to be a part of seeing people from all walks of life coming together in one spiritual community to do life together with you. Thank you that you love me and that you are my shepherd that provides for everything that I need. God, thank you that I'm slowly learning to deal with the pain from my past, surrendering more to you and forgiving more. God, thank you for my wife, my dog, my church family, my friends, my family, thank you that because of you, I am never in want. So now go ahead and talk with God for the next 2 minutes in prayer as you thank him for the wins that you wrote down. You can do this silently on your own or feel free to write down your prayer of thanks to God. Let us do that right now. Thank you. Then it is making a decision to trust God in the losses and the uncertainties. Scripture says, when the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies gave forth thunder. Your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lighted up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters, yet your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. The psalmist is referring to the historical account when the Israelites were freed by Moses from slavery in Egypt. But then the Jews thought that all was lost when they encountered the Red Sea with nowhere to go, and behind them was Pharaoh and his army chasing after them. But here, the psalmist reminds himself and the Israelites of God and his miraculous parting of the Red Sea, reminding the Israelites of God's power, protection, and love, even in the midst of their hard obstacles. The psalmist says, "You led and guided us, even though with physical eyes we couldn't see your footprints." The psalmist is acknowledging that in all times that we face, and even in the tough times, that God will care for us. And so the question for us to reflect on is this: can we express to God our praise and trust, even when all we see are obstacles? Even though circumstances don't turn out the way that we wanted them to, can we tell God that we still trust Him? And may your prayer to God be something like this: God, I cannot control my unknowns, but I know that you are in control of my unknowns. God, I trust that even in the chaos of what is happening around me, that you are working behind the scenes to accomplish your purposes and plans. May you part my Red Sea when you see fit. So go ahead and talk with God for the next 2 minutes in prayer as you make the decision to trust Him in the losses and uncertainties of your life. You can do this silently on your own, or feel free to write down your prayer to God. It's also talking to God about the ways that you have fallen short this past year. Scripture says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. See, many times we confess if we were caught in a lie or an act, but confession is not just admitting what you did that was wrong, that hurt others, but it is confessing even the sins that we know about that no one has brought up. It is confessing our motives and doing it in a way where we have nothing to hide from God or other people. And confession frees us because there are no more secrets, no more lies. We practice confessing frequently so that our sin doesn't become a stronghold that affects our fellowship with God and with others. The scripture says that when we confess, we can experience forgiveness. And when we confess to each other, we can start to experience healing as we have the courage to now make things right. So this is our chance to now confess to God what we did and even what we didn't do so that we can find forgiveness. But then it is also listing down who you may need to go to and confess to so that healing can start to take place in your life. Is as simple as saying, God, forgive me when I did or when I said blank. God, forgive me when I thought blank. God, forgive me when I didn't do blank. God, I need to confess to, put that name of the person, so that I can help remove the rift and awkwardness between us. And so go ahead and talk with God for the next 2 minutes in prayer about the ways that you have fallen short this year. You can do this silently on your own, or feel free to write down your prayer or of confession to God. Now that we've reflected on our past year, we're going to look at and plan for the year ahead with God. See, many times we may have hopes and dreams of what God will do in the next year. And it is great to dream and pray about those things. However, we also have a responsibility on our end to seek God and cultivate our own relationship with Him as we are obedient to His will and His ways instead of our own will and our own ways. And in order to do this, we want to be able to have a plan in place on our part so that we can seek God and follow Him first. Because if we don't have a plan to follow Jesus, other things and other plans will creep in and take priority over God. Instead of following God, we end up following everything else, and we end up missing out on His invitations for us. So a series of questions for you to start thinking about and answering now, but also at home. I encourage you to not enter this new year without a concrete answer and plan for each of these questions. A, what is your plan to follow Jesus this year? B, what will your time with him look like daily? C, what is your plan to be at church on Sundays and be the church this year? D, what is your plan to serve God? What will this look like? How can you continue to start being a part of his purposes and his greater mission in your community and in this world? E, what is your plan to be financially generous towards God's purposes this year? If you currently tithe, how may you in faith increase that? If you are yet to give, how may you step out in faith to trust God with your finances? And F, after you come up with your plan, what are you hoping to see God do in, through, and around your life in 2025? Let's take 5 minutes to reflect on these questions. Now, I want to be very clear that we don't do these things to gain God's love, his favor, or even to gain salvation. But rather, we do these things because we already have love, favor, and salvation from God. Then lastly, let's take time to surrender and pray to God about everything that you wrote down. Scripture says, come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Kelsey and I have a tradition of spending the hour before midnight of the new year to reflect on our year, exactly like we have just done. Then after we have reflected individually, we share and we pray together. So at this time, I want to invite you to take time and take a few minutes to pray and to reflect with God about all that you have written down as you prepare your heart with a posture of surrender for the new year. Then I will close us in prayer together. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have brought us through 2024. And we pray that we will have the posture of humility to surrender to you in this next year. May you be our shepherd that leads us. May you help us, Lord, empower us, Lord. May we seek your priorities over our priorities. And God, thank you that we don't do this alone. Thank you that we get to be in relationship with you and that you get to live your life through our life as we live for your greater purposes in this world. God, we seek you, the one who has taken care of us now and the one that will do so again. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Happy New Year. Now, friends, go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.